The first part here is about remembering and reflecting on the fact that Jesus Christ is King and that he has ascended to the Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father and he is King now and forever. And we're going to play some music in a bit to remind us of that. And then we're going to have some silence afterwards. And I would like you to think what that means to you in your emotions, in your being, that you are affirmed as a daughter or a son of the King, and what that means in your life. And then later, we're going to have another prayer slot where we focus on praying for other people. So it'll be about 10 minutes, this bit, which is about the same time as the sermon. 5 minutes for the music and then 5 minutes for silent prayer. And then we'll have the rest of the service. So over to you. Thank you.
Oh, We usually do our reflections and any thoughts and feedback at the end. But I'm very mindful as we come to worship, we are the body of Christ together. And part of what we do together is to encourage and strengthen one another in our faith. So I don't know if there's any reflections that anybody has that might encourage us into the week or encourage us as we come and continue in our worship this morning. Any thoughts, any reflections?
When I was just praying, I had a vision of me as a little girl, and I was holding Jesus' hands, and we were leaning back and spinning round together in a little joyful dance, and I really felt affirmed as his daughter.
Great. Thank you.
This may sound a little strange, but as he is king and we are his children, we're also princes and princesses.
Great, thank you. I'm going to read a scripture in a minute that I felt led to, which really affirms that as well. So we'll take that as God speaking, I think.
I just thought that was a fantastic piece of music for us to hear today. And as we listened to that, I was just felt it was just like being caught up in the whole, almost like a procession of praise and adoration of the King. Mm-hmm. And I found that really moving. And again, about being part of the corporate body that is worshipping. So it was a real aid, I felt, to thinking about who the King is.
And I got to wondering, if I was king seated on the throne that Jesus is seated on, what would I be doing? And I thought, well, I'd probably be sitting back and enjoying myself. But what Jesus chose to do and what he's doing is interceding for us 24/7. That's what he's chosen to do. He's done his work, brought us salvation, redemption, and all that he could by giving himself for us. And he's still interceding for us now. I mean, that's just amazing, isn't it, really? As a king, choosing to do that.
Yeah, wow. Mind-blowing. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
I was going to say something else as well. But the other part of the picture for me was that even in that great big procession, any king who is a dad, if their child ran up to them in the middle of the procession and interrupted the whole thing, they would bend down and pick them up. And that's what I felt he would do for any of us, that there's no need to feel that he's so pomp, there's so much pomp and everything about that music, and yet he is so personal and intimate with us.
No, that's great, thank you. And it's a good thing to hold in the week, isn't it? And as we come to sing in our worship as well in the moment. Any more? Yeah, as we were, I think it's very much ties in that heavenly picture, and where we are in it, it seems to be what is coming out. And I was reminded of and sort of went to look at the scripture from Ephesians. So I just want to read that to you. And it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature subject to wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. And it is by grace that you have been saved." And this is the key bit. And as we come to worship, picturing ourselves as this. And it says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms." The princesses and the princes that Beth has just said. "Seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself, it is the gift of God, not by works so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us to do in advance." And as I read that, it felt quite a powerful picture of who we are in Christ. That as we come and worship the King, we are seated with him in heavenly places. That is who we are. But there's also a commission, a mandate to go out, and we are called to do good works. As we come together in worship, the calling is to go out and take the kingship of Jesus into the places where we are.
Quite often when we do intercessions, we'll go up there and we'll read out a list that we would like God to tick off. During this time of Thy Kingdom Come season, a number of us have been praying for 5 people. And I thought it would be nice to do a variation of that this morning, to pray for 5 people. We're going to pray for a neighbour, somebody who lives in our street or next door to us, or a colleague that we work with. We're going to pray for somebody in our family. Maybe we don't see them very often. It might be a distant cousin or a great granny or whatever. And we're going to pray for somebody that we don't get on with very well, or that we might have something, you know, an argument between us or something unforgiven. We're going to pray for a politician or a public servant in our country. And ideally, I would like you to pray for somebody who is the opposite of you. So if you're usually a Corbynite, for example, you might pray for a Tony Blair or a Tory, and vice versa. And finally, we're going to pray for a politician or world leader. Might be somebody in Africa or in the States or somewhere across the world, with a view to bringing about peace in the world. And as we pray, I will guide us through. I'm going to go back and sit down. I will remind you which person to think of. I want you each to think of your own person in that category. And we are aiming to strive to have the mind and heart of Christ as we pray. Not just asking God to do it, but entering into what is praying so that we feel it and are part of it. Because we are with Christ. We are part of Christ. We've heard already that we are princes and princesses, and we are part of bringing it about as well as bringing our petitions to God. So I'm going to go and sit down now, and if you can leave my mic on, I will lead us through. So the first category is a neighbour or colleague. If you'd like to think of one first, and then I'll pray with us. Holy God, thank you for this person. Thank you for their hopes and dreams, for their contribution to the world, for their uniqueness that only you can see. We pray today that they will know you more, that what we did when we listened to the Alleluia chorus will touch their life. That they will come to know that they are also a prince or princess. And we pray for their health. We pray for healing if they're poorly. We pray for more vigour if they're feeling a little bit unmotivated. We pray for their financial circumstances. That they will be blessed by finding employment, or managing to live on their pension or student grant. We pray for their relationships. We pray that love and forgiveness and grace will run through them all. And we pray that one day they will stand before you, very pleased to see you. Amen. So next we're going to pray for a member of our family. We'd each like to think of somebody. Holy God, thank you for inventing families. Thank you that they are meant to be places of love and nurture and encouragement. We are sorry when they are not always those. and we lift up this family member before you and pray that they will know your love, your parenthood, your guiding hand on their life, that they will become aware of your presence, of your beauty, of your power, and that you can change families and change lives. We pray that in our family, they will feel more included, more noticed, that they will have an equal say in how things are done in our family, and their accomplishments will be celebrated. And we pray for their health, that you will bring healing and comfort to them, that you will bless them in their mental health. We pray for their prosperity, that they will have enough shelter and food and a bit extra for hospitality and enjoyment in life. We pray for their career or for their retirement or for their schooling, that these will be a source of joy. And we pray that on the last day, when they will be standing in front of you, they will see your delight for them and recognise that they have come home. Amen. And now we come to pray for somebody we don't get on with, for somebody who's different from us, from somebody who might have hurt us really badly. Holy God, it's your will that we should all love one another. And Jesus showed us many times that it's not just about loving people who are the same as us, or just loving people who are nice to us. We're called to forgive and to love the people that bring us the most harm and the most difficulty. So as we think about this person, we lift them up to you. We want them to have your best. We pray that they will know your forgiveness and ours, that they will know your presence in their life, your comforting nearness. And we pray that there will be an opportunity to have a reconciliation with this person and a re-establishing of good relationships. We pray for healing in their lives. We pray that they will have enough means to enjoy and prosper in life. We pray for their other relationships. And we remember in this moment that it's not good to talk to others about that person in a negative way, but rather to talk to them directly. So we will seek for them also in our prayers to have a good reputation and to have good relationships with all around them. And we pray that when they come to meet you face to face, there will be great joy in their relationship with you also. Amen. Next we come to a politician or a public servant in this country. Could be near or far, somebody in the council, a GP, a policeman, somebody who's an MP. Let's pray for them. Holy God, public servants and politicians appear to be enemy number one in the media, on Facebook, in many of our hearts. We pray for this person this morning, recognising how difficult it is to serve the public. And how difficult it is not really to have a right of reply to all the hatred and criticism that gets poured out. So we pray for protection for them from hatred and criticism. That constructive criticism will lead to progress. That negative criticism, that they will not be harmed by it. And that they will receive praise for their efforts to make the world a better place. We pray for their family life, for their home life. that their public duties will not overcome their family life and take over to the extent that they don't have a family life. May their family and private life blossom with your grace and function how you intend it to. We pray for their prosperity, that they earn enough to feed their families and to care for visitors, and that if they lose their employment, because people who have to be voted in, their employment is often precarious, that you will look after them afterwards. We pray in public life that they will be a force for good, and that they will seek to work with your love and honour towards all people to make the world a better place. We pray that you will be near to them every step of the way, and that when they go home, they will be very happy to see you there and pleased to acknowledge you as God and King. Amen. And finally, we come to pray for somebody on the international stage. Could be a world leader, a politician, could be a campaigner for rights and justice. It could be somebody who works to bring food and shelter to the many displaced people. And choose somebody now. Loving God, you watch over the whole world, and I know that you have sadness that we're not getting on with each other. But I know that you have great joy that one day everything will be put right. We thank you for this person that we're thinking of. We pray that you will be near to them and affirm them in their efforts to do good. And if they are called in their hearts by other forces to do bad, we pray that you will thwart it. We pray that you will give them the belonging and the affirmation and the love and the security and the peace in their heart, that they don't have to hurt others in order to feel big. We pray that you will undo any damage done to them as they've been growing up with childhood trauma, if they are behaving in evil ways, and draw them to your heart. Draw them into that procession that we talked about earlier. And if they are doing good in the world, Lord, we pray you will amplify it and open the path in front of them to more and more success. We pray they will have good relationships and influence the people around them. And we pray that all of them will come to recognize King Jesus. And we pray that when this person meets you before the throne, they will be delighted. Amen.